你以为无限的表达，除了真相放空便是娱乐。伦敦有耳，大家好，一个阳光灿烂的四月下旬的星期天，我们在伦敦，我是 Lucy。
Hello, this is Justin and you're listening to another episode of London Ears。
先带来一首我从街上听来的音乐。 First we have some street music.
Street music. That's an interestingdescription of it.
Well, I tell you why. I explain why street music. 是有一天我把这首歌形容成是街头音乐。Justin 有点觉得你这么贬低人家。我说那我解释一下，因为街头音乐是因为有一天我出门的时候，在伦敦的西南，那是一个大风天，然后看到在街头坐着一位正在拉手风琴的大爷，他的年纪大概在五六十岁之间。然后他当时放的功放是这段音乐，然后他一边加上自己的手风琴即兴。 So street music is because one day I went to Kingston and I saw a man in his 50s or 60s sitting on the street and his amplifier playing this piece of music and he was playing accordion doing some improvisation. So I checked what song is this, because it was very, very cheerful, but at the same time, it's quite moody. It was a windy day, and he was all smiling, and although nobody cared what he was doing there, and it was sunny and has a little sadness in the air, and I just remember it.
That's nice. I can quite imagine it, actually. Sunny day and just playing, but aware that you are not really being taken much attention of, but still putting on a brave face and smiling through it.
Yes, that's life of an immigrant, I guess. 然后当时在说的是，我觉得印象特别深，是因为这段音乐，一来是挺抢耳的，二来是当时这位大爷他脸上是在沉浸在自己的音乐里面，是一直在微笑，虽然街上人来人往，对，跟他的微笑形成了很强烈的对比，因为其实根本没有人注意到他。这样一个大风天，晴天又有一点点的觉得忧伤。而这样的音乐感觉也将这种情景淋漓尽致地表达了出来。平时其实在街上经常会看到街头艺人，可是极少会被触动。这位艺人的状态让人感觉他是无论外面的世界如何，他是真正的在享受自己的世界。歌名来自亚美尼亚，
translates to come little by little, go little by little,which is a proverb, I think, in Armenian that suggests taking things slowly and steadily, like a little snail crossing the room.
刚才那首歌的歌名翻译过来应该意思是一步一步慢慢来。对照这位街头艺人的状态还挺合适的。
But now it's different music already, and we move from Armenia to Poland.
We do indeed. This is a bit more contemporary, I guess. Although to me, it kind of sounds like a soundtrack to a sneaky detective series.
It is a soundtrack almost. You're almost right. A trailer for a new music festival I just been to last week. 上周我到波兰的西南城市弗洛茨瓦夫参加了一个当代音乐节，然后其实这段音乐是这个音乐节的一段影子，主题是流行文化和亚文化，充满了工业感。当然现场无法跟大家分享，只能够在这里分享一点点的缩影。
And so of course we cannot really share the life, so here is just a little bit teaserBut we're going to move on again.
This time, we are moving further towards the north, I guess. We are going to Denmark, and this is by somebody called Jasper Højby. I think that's probably not how you pronounce it, but I'm doing my best under difficult circumstances. These are actually three short tracks from that album. The album is part of, I think it's a three-part thing called Three Elements, and this is called Earthness, this album. There are three tracks, as I said. This one is called Undaunted, the next one is called Virtue Check, and the final one is called Galvanizers. As I say, they're all very short, and they kind of stood out on the album as the best ones, almost.
What is he playing?
Well, he's a bass player, which is quite interesting because a lot of this is more piano-led, in my opinion.
我们从波兰又来到往北，来到丹麦。现在是 Just 选择的三段很短的爵士乐。这位丹麦的爵士贝斯手名字叫 Jasper Højby， 也许吧，也许这样读吧。三部分，之所以选择三段音乐，是因为音乐太短，然后我们说的挺多的。虽然是压着音乐在聊天，但是经常需要不断的循环一段音乐。So, tell us what's so special about Jasper.
So, these three tracks are, I guess, designed as little interval pieces between longer tracks on the album. And I guess they just stood out because they're a little bit different. They're a bit more sort of fiddly and sneaky and sort of sitting between things and a bit more inventive almost. And sounds like they're having a bit more fun and just...enjoying themselves between serious music.
我们经常听到有许多的爵士乐团是由像钢琴、吉他作为，或者是萨克斯管作为领军，然后还挺少听到以贝斯手作为主脑的爵士乐团。Justin 刚才说他喜欢这三段音乐，是因为觉得写作的感觉是好像有点间奏曲。是在缝隙之中出现的音乐，断片式的极光片语，有时会带来别开生面的灵感，也有时候有一点鬼祟。
So do you like this?
I was just describing in Chinese that it is quite fragmental and glittering little things like pieces of glass sometimes. Yeah, I like it. It is like short.Poems. But also, I guess, it's not the type of music that I would concentrate on listening, just listening on to the music. It's a bit difficult because it's easy to just get distracted. That sort of music.
Yeah, it actually sounds like the musicians got a bit distracted from what they were supposed to be doing and just sort of drifted off into weird little daydreams.
就是有点像白日梦，就像写作的人自己也像迷失在白日梦里面一样，没有办法专注在一个地方，四处飘散。So that is the reason why this is the sort of music is very good and suitable for working.
Well, it inspires you to take a break and drift off into somewhere else.
No, drifting off to somewhere that is constantly inspirational, something new and.Innovative in your mind, like stimulating your mind or sort of steering you to somewhere unknown.
Ah, I see. It's an inspiration break.
Yeah. It's not a break. It's constant.
Constant inspiration. Okay, then.
我们有不同的解读对于这种断片式的音乐，然后对我来说是一种持续的峰回路转的不断的变化，虽然无法专注，但是它会将我带到许多新奇的地方，而不是一个断层。 So the next piece is very strange.
Well, certainly a lot different to what we have heard so farIt is by a band called Coughs, and I haven't been able to find out a huge amount about them other than they're American and broke up in 2006. And I think they have two drummers. But this track is called Elephant and was recorded in 2005 on an album called Fright Makes Right.
是来自2005年的作品，可以算是噪音音乐吧。然后这段音乐叫做 Elephant， 乐队叫做 Coughs。Elephant, yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, I can imagine the big old elephant trumping along. That's not a word.
That's what happened to you when you listen to music like that. It's probably sometimes somewhere at some point made up by it or inspired by elephant trumping along.
Yes.Like、maybe it came from the trumpety sound of an elephant's cry, or I'm trying to think of the word that I was actually trying to find, but I can't.
Justin 喜欢的噪音音乐，然后他甚至刚才自己在创造了一个很奇怪的新的词，然后是介乎于 trumpet 和介乎于 elephant 之间的一个词。然后可能也可以形容这样的音乐在介乎于不同的边界之间，你无法去定义，是有一点噪音，但是也有一点的民间的音乐的影响在里面。 It's very noisy. It's your element, isn't it?
It's a little bit shouty, yes. But who doesn't like a bit of shouting?
Me.
No. Well, I can ask them to sing it nicely if you would prefer.
Why do you say that? Who doesn't like a bit of shouting? Justin 在问着大喊大叫的谁不喜欢？我说我就不太喜欢。
Do you never have the desire to shout and get something out?
Not by singing.
Okay. Well, some people obviously have more issues than you do.
他说大喊大叫是大家有时候都会有的冲动和欲望，是希望发泄一些心底的不满或者是情绪。那我说但是如果是唱歌的话，我觉得不会用大喊大叫去表达吧。 Yeah, I think also people have different definitions of singing, I guess.
Yeah, obviously it's not singing in the conventional sense, but it's probably more expressing than singing
That's why there's words called shouting and there's a word called singing.
Yeah, it's melodic shouting.
Right. 刚才我们在讨论这首歌应该会引发对于歌唱唱歌不一样的定义。Justin 觉得唱歌可以是大喊大叫，但是我觉得之所以有 shouting 这个词，又另外有 singing 这个词，他们是两个定义不同的词，一个是大喊大叫，一个是唱歌，所以还是有本质的不一样吧。但共通点也许都是在表达自我，喜欢什么可能就似乎每个人的性格不一样吧。现在转出来的就是相当有旋律性的歌唱，跟刚才的大喊大叫的噪音音乐完全不一样。这首歌叫做旧唱片高川平，一首粤语歌，来自香港一个已经不知去向的组合筹码偶的。我记得在我很小的时候读书的时候，在广州长大，这首歌陪伴了我很多个夜晚。It's quite timely in a way because it's called Old Record, the title of this song. And yesterday was the Record Day International.
I see.
So it is a song that feels quite nostalgic to me, and I'm quite curious what you're feeling when you're listening to it.
So this, for me, evokes a lazy Sunday afternoon full of longing. Longing for something.
Justin 说听着这音乐他想起的是一个懒散的星期天下午，唱歌的人应该是有所向往。
It's probably because I can imagine the music video of it and it's all kind of soft focus, sunny afternoons, somebody sitting around having a lazy afternoon thinking about, I guess, love. Must be about love and somebody they love and who is not loving them back or something like that.
You are right there. It is about love and actually about lost love. I guess it is old records. It's probably evoked that feeling. Justin 还猜说这段音乐肯定是跟爱情有关系吧？我说你猜的没错，有一种丝丝入扣的百般滋味，已经失去的爱情有一点幽怨。So I also want to say that this laziness, this feeling, it's very southern. There's certain mood. It's just really South China, where I'm from.
It's the heat, isn't it? The heat of the day. If you're cold and having to brush around to keep warm, then you can't really sit and be lazy, can you?
Also the humidity. It's this little...wet air.
Some Does it sound very moist? Moist longing.
因为刚才 Justin 提到他能够感觉到一种懒洋洋的情绪，我跟他说这种懒洋洋很可能是来自岭南的气候，有一种潮湿闷热，连歌词吐字听上去都是水汪汪的，也所以是这样，在离广州十万八千里遥远的欧洲北方，隔了很长时间之后，有一个偶然的契机，突然间重新遇到这样的音乐表达，一下子就会将现实和音乐分开来，突然间就回到了充满水汽的广州。说到这里突然想起来，最近收到一位听众的来信，又让我想起来不止一位听众来信问到过伦敦有耳的开头开场的版头到底唱的是什么呀。你以为无限的表达，唱的是你以为无限的表达，出了这个小方框就失语了。小方框指代的是一切跟现实无关的不在线下的对话。下一期的伦敦有耳，我们继续在伦敦恭候大家。
We will leave you longing for the next episode. Until next time, bye bye.
London 有耳。